USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is criticizing President Trump for holding back funding to the World Health Organization, saying the decision will be overruled. Pelosi issuing a statement saying this is dangerous, illegal, and will swiftly be challenged. President Trump set to talk with all 50 governors across the United States to discuss each of their states and when they can start reopening. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is setting realistic expectations.
Things aren't just going to go magically back to the way they were on March 1st. No matter what kind of openings we see, it will not be back immediately to business as usual.
President Trump also had his first meeting with executives, where many of them say that testing needs to be dramatically increased to provide confidence for people as they would head back to work, eat at restaurants, or shop in retail settings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
11 days after the launch of the Trump administration's Paycheck Protection Program to provide relief to small businesses slammed by coronavirus, 74% of allotted funds have been earmarked. If you're one of those small businesses who applied for a PPP loan, financial analyst Chris Hogan tells Fox Business,
you're going to have to be your own best advocate. That means you're not only going to have to follow up via email, but you're going to have to get on the phone. So this can't be a sit back and wait. You're going to have to be proactive. I would reach out to all of the 800 numbers, all the numbers that they provided, and I would keep a file as well as a call log.
A new Reuters Ipsos poll conducted Monday and Tuesday show that 45% of adults in the United States say they approve of President Trump's job performance. Meanwhile, 48% say they approve of the way he's handling the COVID-19, up 5 percentage points from a similar poll that was ran last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
According to a new report, for 6 days in mid-January, China quietly knew the novel coronavirus would become a deadly pandemic while telling the world there was nothing to fear. But for the 6 days that followed, Chinese health authorities publicly maintained that the virus posed a low risk to humans. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton tells Fox News, we need to find out what China knew and when they exactly knew it.
The China virus could have been a local health problem in Wuhan if the Chinese Communist Party had been transparent and honest and not been so corrupt from the very beginning. Instead, they unleashed a global pandemic. So there are many ways in which China is going to pay for this pandemic. One will be the basic removal of fundamental manufacturing capacity from China, what they've used to get rich in recent decades, like bringing pharmaceutical and medical device, medical supply manufacturing back to the United States. China should also face economic consequences beyond the loss of their manufacturing capacity, such as opening the court system up for victims of the virus, much like we did for the victims of the 9/11 attacks. And then there's further actions that we should consider taking as well, like reviewing all of China's participation in international agencies, some of which seem to answer to the beck and call of Beijing, like the World Health Organization. The consequences of this virus are going to be far-reaching and long-lasting for the Chinese Communist Party.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.